Now to your letters, but first we need to make some things right. Last week we aired the story of pop art pioneer Sister Carita Kent. We said a recent exhibit of her work started at Cleveland's Museum of Contemporary Art. Well, actually, that exhibit started at the Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Also last week, we told you Lamborghini was displaying a $6,000 smartphone at the International Consumer Electronics Show. In fact, it's the son of the carmaker's founder who's selling the phone, and he knows a little about this luxury game and got permission to use his dad's famous logo.
Okay, let's open the letter bag or just our inbox. On Friday, we introduced you to NPR's newest program, Invisibilia, with the story of Martin Pistorius. His mind woke up from a coma, but for many years, his body did not.
The stark reality hit me that I was going to spend the rest of my life like that. Totally alone.
Several of you praised the piece and Invisibilia co-host Lulu Miller. Greg Gaia of St. Louis writes, "Most of the stories on NPR are excellent, but hers was one of the best I've heard in the 10 years I have been listening. It was riveting, showing us just how much about consciousness remains shrouded in mystery."
And Barry Negrin of New York City sent this, "I just listened to the first show of Invisibilia, and I was blown away. Profound, amazing, inspiring. I could go on, but would not do it justice. Brava."
The feedback wasn't all positive, though. David Slocum of Berlin, Germany wrote, "At the end of a hugely significant news week, I found myself shaking my head and shaking my head and shaking my head some more as the segment on Martin Pistorius seemed to meander on and on. To be honest, however inspiring his life, such an extended story on the human condition isn't what I was listening for."
And finally, we didn't see this coming, but Matthew Dana of Rochester, New York, says the story of Martin Pistorius made his commute downright dangerous. He writes this, "By the end of the segment, I was fighting to see the road through tears. Damn it, NPR, are you trying to get me killed?"
No, we're not. Sorry. Maybe we need an advisory to pull over before listening.
And definitely pull over before you write to us, but do write us. You can do so by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact at the bottom of the homepage.